We're reading from Zohar for all introduction to the book of Zohar, the donkey driver, item 88. Again, Zohar for all introduction to the book of Zohar, the donkey driver, item 88.
And it's clear we need to be connected together, each one towards the common connections, one to disappear like a fetus within the womb, and with that to be connected with all his heart and soul, and to feel all the friends that he's in arvut towards them and giving them strength with prayer of many towards them. Yes.
88. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba rejoiced, wept and said, "Go, ride the donkey, and we will put it behind you." He was to ride, and they were to lead the donkey. He told them, "And I did not tell you that it is the king's command until that donkey driver arrives." He is implying to the Messiah, of whom it is written, "Poor and mounted on the donkey." They say to him, "But you have not told us your name, and where is your dwelling place?" He replied, "My dwelling place is good and of great value to me. It is a tower floating in the air, great and honorable. And those who dwell in that tower are the Creator and one poor man. This is my dwelling place. I was exiled from there, and I lead donkeys." Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Elazar looked at him, and his words were agreeable to them. They were as sweet as man and as honey. They told him, "If you tell us the name of your father, we will kiss the dust of your feet." He told them, "What for? It is not my way to boast in the Torah. Now that they have recognized his great merit, they could not tolerate his state of impregnation on their behalf. So they told him that now that they have already obtained the mochin, it was enough for him and he could exit the impregnation. And if they might still have something to compliment, they can be in impregnation themselves. And there is no reason for him to suffer on their behalf. This is why they told him, 'Go ride the donkey, and we will prod it behind you.'" He told them, "And I did not tell you that it is the king's command until that donkey driver arrives." This means that they need not ask for his name, because they need further revelations of the secrets of the Torah. Here he also hinted to them that this refers to the Yechidat that was missing in them, which is the welcoming of the Messiah King. This is the intimation until that donkey driver arrives, for the Messiah King is poor and rides a donkey. And the king's commandment is until that donkey driver arrives, because the king's commandment relates to him to assist them until they are rewarded with the light of Yechidah. This is why they told him, "But you have not told us your name. You have not told us your name because we still did not obtain what we should attain from you. Yet, can you tell us your dwelling place nonetheless, the place of your degree, by which we will know what we still need to obtain from you?" He replied to them, "My dwelling place is good and of great value to me. That is, my degree is good and sublime compared to the degree where I am now. For now, It is even beyond my own attainment. It is a tower floating in the air. A tower is the place of the Messiah. Those who live in that tower are the Creator and one poor man, since the Messiah is poor and rides the donkey. The reason why he calls it great and honorable is that a mere tower that floats in the air is Bina. But here, when referring to the Messiah's palace, he mentions it by the name a tower floating in the air, great and honorable. He says, "This is my dwelling place. I have been exiled from there, and I lead donkeys." That is, my dwelling place is the tower, but now it is beyond me, as he said before.
Questions, if there is any? I don't know. Yes. Short.
No.
Rav, lama...
We say about the Messiah that this is a force that helps us rise.
I don't know. It comes eventually and helps.
So why is he regarded as poor?
Ani. Poor. I don't know. If he's poor, how can he help?
That's my question.
That's my question too.
Oh, okay.
I didn't attain what's Messiah. Yes, I.
We read here about many situations, many degrees. How does it fit that there is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Abba, the donkey driver in me? I'm this and that. We're talking about an integral system. What is going on here? Yesterday you told me that I'm the donkey driver. Now you see that I'm other things at the same time.
You relate to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chia? Reveal your soul. Our soul is 10 sefirot. And 10 sefirot is these great 10 that together with Rabbi Shimon, which is the Keter, and that is why when we are told about the degree of Gmar Tikkun and of correction, or already there. Zohar really talks about high situations, very high. But it's good. Because if I come to study to university, I come and start from the first course. When I'm going to jump to the third and fourth course, what's going to help? I won't understand anything. First year. First semester. Let's say I came to the university, I have physics, chemistry, math, metal science, the introduction to all the subjects. 2 years, that's what we learned. Only the third year, 6 years altogether, we studied. Only from the third year, we started to learn the subject itself. This is how in this world we study. But in spirituality, it's not like that. Why? Workshop. Because we learn with the light that reforms. He is teaching us. That is why, as high as it is, and it comes to us, it includes within himself all the powers and all the shapes. And I have nothing. I don't study like in this world in my mind. I study to attain the light. And when he comes, he organizes things and he shines, and all the wisdom, all the Torah is within me as a result of him. That is why we choose to study only the highest sources.
Tanakh, Zohar,
Pentateuch, Zohar, Ari, Baal HaSulam, Rabash. These especially are close to us. Also, style that they wrote especially for us. But all the rest, Pentateuch, or Rashbi, Ari, Baal HaSulam, it's everyone is in the end of correction. We achieved all the stages. So what do we have to learn? Take something simple. Yeah, like a normal Kabbalist. Close to us. Let's study from them. No. On the contrary. Because you're not learning to get wisdom. To get knowledge. If you talk from the fifth year in the university to me, I won't understand anything. I don't understand anyway. But on the contrary, comes the great light. This is our method. That's it. Yes. Mr. Tzvika.
Yes.
He talks here about a floating tower in the air. We feel what is happening here in the air. When we use the term of building things in the air, when he writes a tower floating on the air, on the one hand, we really feel it this way. There's air, there's nothing. And on the other side, he says, this is Bina.
A tower floating in the air. It's wisdom light in the form of Bina.
I'm trying to think what he says here. And on the other hand, he says, perhaps he's showing us two forces from inside the floating tower in the air. And on the other side, he says, this is Bina, because a floating tower in the air, this is not something stable. He's telling us that there are two forces here, or is it just my imagination?
So you say that it's not something stable, and how can such a high soul, and also the Creator, is in this tower, and they somehow find a way to manage. They are stable and don't fall. Because there's nothing more stable than Bina. Chafetz Chesed. You have no need and no lack. You're in a state that you're in the air, hung in the air. It's for the good and not for the bad. In what air am I hung in? In whose air? That's why it's a great correction, this hair. Well, continue, yes?
Reform Shaken in Florida says, what does it mean to lead the donkeys? What does it mean to lead the donkeys?
A donkey is called material. They have to raise it from one degree to another, the will to receive. And to help the will to receive, to get the shape of the next level, you need a force to format it in a way that it's more similar to the Creator. He was in like an embryo. We see every day or every week, every month, in his inside his womb, he gets a shape that is closer to a human. That is called the leaders of donkeys, the force that gives the shape which is more complete to the material. Leads him, raises him in the degree. He will explain it more soon. He will also explain Galgalta Einayim after how we raise, also what we learn in the embryo itself. Yesterday we started the ninth chapter. I think we need to see inner reflection. Let's continue a bit more.
89. But my father's dwelling place...
No, he said it. Oh, sorry. 89.
89. But my father's dwelling place was in the great sea. He was a fish that circled the great sea from end to end. And he was great and honorable, old and so ripe of age, that he would swallow all the other fish in the sea, and then would bring them out alive and well, filled with all the abundance of the world. With his might, he would sail the entire sea in one moment. He took me out as an arrow in the hands of a mighty man and hid me in that place that I have told you, the tower floating in the air. And he returned to his place and he hid in that sea. Explanation. The hidden zivug is called a fish, implying to the 50th gate. The great sea is Malchut. All the zivugim from Attic, the Atzilut, down do not include any of the Great Sea, meaning all of the Sefirot of Malchut, but only the first nine of Malchut. And Malchut de Malchut is not included in the zivug, because she remains as it is written, the path no eagle knows. However, in Atik Yomin, there is a zivug on that Malchut too, which will appear only at the end of correction. Rav Imnon Nasaba came out of that hidden zivug in Atik Yomin, which is why he calls it my father. He says, my father's dwelling place was in the great sea, meaning that he mated with a Malchut who is called the great sea. And should you say that all the Partsufim mate on the Malchut, he says to that, he was a fish that circled the great sea from end to end. In other words, he is considered a zivug of the 58th gate, which mates with the great sea with all the Bechinot in her, from Keter to Malchut, from end to end, including Malchut de Malchut. And he was great and honorable, old, so ripe of age, for he is called Atik Yomin. And from him and below, this great zivug does not exist. It was said that he would swallow all the other fish in the sea. This is because that great zivug swallows within it all the zivugim and neshamot in all the worlds, for they are all included and annulled in it. And out of that it kalilut, inclusion, they are all called nunim, fish. And after the great corrections following that zivug, he gives birth once more to all the lights and neshamot, souls, that he had swallowed during the zivug, and they live and exist forever, since they have already been filled with all the abundance of the world, by him swallowing them through his great zivug. He would sail the entire sea in one moment, since all the zivugim from Atik Yomin down come by clothing of the sefirot in one another. These clothings are regarded as cessations along the zivug until the drop comes to the yesodot of male and female. But in the great zivug of Atik Yomin, it is without any clothing. Hence, it is considered that the zivug is in an instant. He would sail the entire sea in one moment without any clothing. With his might, meaning for all the gevurot included in that zivug, he took me out, delivered me as an arrow in the hands of a mighty man. However, these gevurot are nothing like the gevurot of the zivugim below Atik Yomin. Rather, they are, as it is written, neither has the eye seen a God besides you. However, indeed, there is no birth without gevurot, because a seed that is not shot as an arrow does not beget. This is why it was said, he took me out as an arrow in the hands of a mighty man, and hid me in that place that I have told you, the great and honorable tower, where the Creator and one poor man live. He returned to his place and hid in that sea. That is, after he begot him and hid him in a great and honorable tower, he returned to his zivug and hid in his place as before.
Well, if there's any more questions, although according to the text, what can you ask? Please. Yes.
Rav, what sensation do we develop when we build in yourself the masach? Is it the shame?
איזה הרגשה מתפתחת בנו שאנחנו בונים את המסך? זה הבושה?
כן, מסך זה תוצאה.
Yes, מסך is a result of shame. That's it? Okay. All right, continue a bit more.
Then told him, you are the son of the holy light. You are the son of the old Rav Imnona Saba. You are the son of the light of the Torah. And you are leading our donkeys. They wept together and kissed him and went. They returned and told him, perhaps it will be agreeable with our Lord to let us know his name. Commentary. They have not attained his words to the fullest, and attaining them was only in Mohin de Chaya. This is why they thought that he was the son of Rav Imnona Saba, since Rav Imnona Saba himself is from the Mohin de Yechida. To let us know his name means to receive his degree, since obtainment of his name means attainment of his degree. 91.
This means they haven't attained it yet, this degree.
91.
Yes.
And Benayahu, son of Yehoyada, son of living men of many deeds, Mekabetz El. This verse comes to show the highest secrets of the Torah. The name Benayahu, son of Yehoyada, comes to imply to the meaning of the Chochmah. It hints to a hidden thing, and the name causes. Son of a living man is a righteous one who lives forever. Valiant means he is the master of all the deeds and all the upper hosts, for they all stem from him. He is called the Lord of hosts, since he is a token in all his hosts, excellent and greater than all. Here the writing shows sublime secrets of the Torah. Benayahu, son of Yehoyada, implies to the meaning of Chochmah. Since the holy name, Yehoyada, this Yediyah, knowing, relates to the meaning of Chochmah, wisdom. It is a very sublime, hidden secret, and the name Yehoyada causes it to be hidden. Explanation. Keter da'atzilut is called Rosh de lo yada and lo et yada. And Atik Yomin surrounds five patsufim of atzilut, Arich Anpin, Abba ve'ima, and Zon. and is called Radla, Rosh, that is not known, where there is no zivug even in its own place. It is not known means that there is no extension of moch into the degrees below it. Arich Anpin Da'atzilut is hidden from the lower ones too. Hence, he is called Chochma Stima'a, hidden Chochma. However, he is not regarded as unknown as Radla, since there is a zivug in its own place. Rather, it is only unknown, since there is no extension of mochin from it and below. And all the mochin known in the worlds during the 6,000 years are only from Abba Ve'ima and Yishut, which are called Chochma of the 32 paths, or 32 Elohim of the act of creation. It was written, from where does wisdom, Chochma, come, and where is the place of Bina, understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living. God understands its way, and He knows its place. He understood its way, meaning only the Chochma of the 32 paths, the 32 Elohim of the act of creation. This is why it is written, God understands its way. Chochma is phrased as bina, understanding, for it is written, understood its way, since the essence of Chochma is only bina, but she becomes Chochma through her ascent to Rosh Arich Anpin, receiving from Chochma Sima'a and bestowing below.
There's no questions? We can, yes?
I still don't feel that I quite understand what is demanded from me in order to take the most of the Zohar lesson, so that I won't just waste years and that opportunity. What is the effort required of me? How should we use this opportunity?
I don't know. You have friends. Ask them. You need to work together. Ask them. Scrutinize between each other. This is the most correct way. Everyone has a lot of knowledge, and it disappears. Vaporize. Become blurry. And only through scrutiny between you, everyone, the constant scrutiny, you can develop the right way. And for now, we're moving to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.